Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Be the individual that never stops learning. audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. Now, on to today's show. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Come one, come all. Welcome to Barnum and Bailey Circus. Just kidding. Friends, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today we have a special episode for you. I was talking with an individual from Richland College just the other day. His name is Gabe Randall. He's over the Male Achievement Program. Shout out to Gabe. He's doing great work at Richland, pouring into young men. And we began to talk about the power of commitment yesterday. And as I began to sit in his office and we began to discuss how individuals aren't able to achieve a level of success based on their effort, telling people or thinking about the fact that people aren't going all in, so therefore they can't achieve the level of success they desire for their life and they can't ultimately win. And as I began to sit there and talk with Gabe, I began to think about the TED talk that I did about a year or so ago. It was a TEDx kids presentation. And as I prepared for this talk, I said, I don't know what I'm going to talk with these kids about. I don't know how I can give them application. How do I break it down? These are middle school kids. What are you going to say, John? How are you going to inspire these kids? And after putting some thought into it, then I came up with the title, The Power of Commitment. Although this was a TEDx kids presentation, I feel that the steps here and the information shared, that I think this is applicable to all of us throughout our lives. So today, friends, I want to bring you my TED Talk on the power of commitment. We're going to go ahead and get into it. I'm going to let that play and let that roll. If you haven't had the opportunity to see the video, you can go to my website, jonathanjonesspeaks.com, and then you can see the video footage of the actual presentation as well. Or you can go on YouTube and just type in the power of commitment, and it should be the first video to pop up. So, all right, friends, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to play the clip here and now. We will allow you to get your Wednesday wisdom of the week.
And I just want to share with y'all just a brief story about when I was growing up. Because there was a point in time where I was a little bit younger than some of y'all. And then one morning I ran up to my mom and my dad. I said, I know what I want to be when I grow up. Just as our friend alluded to earlier. My mom looked at me. My dad looked at me a little bit puzzled, and they're like, what has our son come up with? And I said, I know what I want to be. I said, I want to be a fireman. That way, I can save the world, and I know that's going to be my destiny. My mom looked at me, and she smiled. My dad looked at me, and he nodded. And then about a week or so later, to my surprise, I was gifted my very own shiny red fire engine. Ooh. And then after that point, then I would run around the house saying, woo, 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 woo. And I would go put out imaginary fires, sometimes in my room, other times in the kitchen. And even sometimes, depending on how bad it got, sometimes there are some fires in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. And then I was just so excited to put out these fires. I was so excited to run around all the time. But then I started to realize that, wait a minute. Firemen actually run into buildings that are burning, right? Right? Yeah. Then I said, I don't know if I want to put myself in that kind of danger, so that might not be the job for me. Then I started thinking, well, what else can I do if I don't want to be a fireman anymore? Then my brother and I happened to be watching a few movies. At the time, we saw a few hockey movies, and then we started seeing these NHL players. Have any of y'all ever seen NHL players? I love it. And then you see these NHL players skating on the ice. They made it look so cool. I said, wait a minute. I said, Dad, wait a minute. I said, the fireman was cool, but I said, I have another idea. I said, Dad, we have to go to the sporting goods store because my brother and I are going to go to the NHL. So you have to get us some hockey sticks. That's what has to happen, right? You tell your parents, this is what has to happen because I'm going to the NHL. So my father, my brother, and me, we piled into his 1995 Chevy Suburban with the blue stripes. And then we made our way down to the sporting goods store. And then we came out with our very own hockey sticks. Whoa. Wait a minute. Then we headed home because my mother had already purchased us some rollerblades at that time. So we were out in the driveway and we were playing street hockey, going back and forth. And this was so much fun. Said, oh, yes, the NHL, that's what's definitely going to happen because there are no other options at this point. Duh. And then I started watching the NHL a little bit closer. And then if any of y'all have seen the NHL, by a show of hands, any of y'all ever seen hockey? It's rough. I started saying, wait a minute, these guys are actually fighting. And it's not fighting like wrestling. They're hitting each other for real. Said, no, hockey's a violent sport. And I don't even know how to ice skate, guys. So I said, no more hockey for me. What am I going to be is the million-dollar question. What am I going to be when I grow up now? What am I going to be? Oh, such a difficult question. And I know y'all hear it all the time, just as we've been talking about all day. What are we going to be when we grow up, right? Successful? There's so many different things. There's so many different choices. There's so many options that we can be. And y'all, as I'm standing on this extremely large red circle before you today, and as I'm looking at y'all's bright eyes, I'm looking at your big smiles, some of y'all had the opportunity to talk to outside, I want to let y'all know that y'all have helped me realize what I want to be when I grow up. Because as I'm looking into the audience, and some of y'all want to be doctors, some of y'all might want to be lawyers, somebody earlier I talked to, my man said he wanted to be an entrepreneur and sell his shirt line. And then I realized that what I want to be is I want to be an individual who has the ability to look y'all in y'all's face, and I want to encourage you to do what you really dream about. I want to be a speaker. That's what I want to be when I grow up, because I want to challenge you students of TEDx here today. If your dream is big enough for you to dream it, then there's a way for you to obtain it. And I believe in each and every one of y'all here today. I'm not sure if you want to be a fireman or a woman. I'm not sure if you want to be a hockey player, an entrepreneur. I'm not sure what you might want to be. But I want to let y'all know that as I'm looking out into the audience and as I'm seeing y'all's faces today, because I'm also in grad school as well. And in grad school, we write papers. Raise your hand if y'all write papers. Okay. And then if you have to take tests, say, yuck. One more time. If you have to take tests, say yuck. I know it's tough. Guys and girls, it's tough. But believe me, I want to let y'all know this today. Because when I'm having those long nights where I've looked at my paper 3 and 4 times and I'm exhausted. You ever get exhausted writing a paper? You're exhausted. Then you want to study, and then you don't want to study. You're like, I'm done with that. I don't want anything to do with that anymore. No, thank you. Test, no, thank you. But y'all, when I get to that point, I then began to think about each one of y'all. And I began to think, John, if you quit right now, while you're studying for this test, if you quit right now in the middle of this paper, then when you go out and speak to those kids and you encourage them to chase after their dream, you encourage them to do what they feel they've been made and meant to do, when you quit, you're giving each and every one of these smiling faces permission to quit too. So as I'm looking at y'all and y'all's faces, and I know y'all have heard it, raise your hand if you've heard y'all are the leaders of the future. Raise your hand if you heard y'all are the leaders of tomorrow. Y'all have? Y'all have? I know y'all have, but I want to challenge y'all with something else. I want y'all to know something else today from the bottom of my heart. I want to let y'all know y'all are leaders of today and y'all are leaders of right now. Do y'all believe that? Yeah. Say it like you mean it. Do y'all believe that?
Yeah.
So y'all, as I'm encouraging you to pursue your dreams, as I'm encouraging you to chase after what you know you want to be, because some people might look at y'all, they might say, wait a minute, John, these are kids. It says TEDx kids. These are kids. They don't know what they want to do. They don't know what they want to be. I look at them in the face and I say, wait a minute, slow down. Slow down, my man. Excuse me, ma'am. Wait a minute. These are leaders. And understand that each and every one of them are leaders. I believe that they have certain passions that they're geared toward and driven toward. I believe that each and every one of them have certain desires, student clubs that they're a part of, particular classes that they think they want to pursue after. That's what I say. I say, wait a minute. Take it easy on these leaders, because the future is literally in their hands and they're controlling our destiny, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So like I said before, I just want to give y'all some applicable tips, because I can give you encouragement all day, but if I don't give you any tips, that's not going to help get you anywhere. So the first tip I want to share with y'all today is, as you're going out and as you begin to have these things that you're passionate about, you're excited about, the first one says, do your research. Research, like we talked about before, is not necessarily fun for class at times. But like I said before, if I never did my research about being a fireman and I saw they're running and burning buildings, I never would have realized that that wasn't for me. So therefore, when y'all begin to do more research, then you start to figure out what things you might have an interest in, what things you don't want to do at all. And then you get to find out earlier, so that's even better. And then secondly, you have to apply yourself. Like somebody said earlier, the information you hear, it's always great, but when you take that information, you hear it, and then you directly apply it into your life for you and your situation, then it makes it more sense. And then you can begin to ask people like teachers, like mentors, different individuals like that. You can say, hey, can I come to work with you for a day? So maybe I can see if I like doing what you do for work. And if not, you're like, I don't want to be a banker, like the gentleman said earlier, because you tell people the same thing every day. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not, right? Exactly. And then lastly, as y'all can see, I'm up here. This is passion. This is raw passion. Like, this is raw passion. This is what raw passion looks like. Ah, I wake up in the morning like that. This morning, I wrote the bell, said, ah!
Yeah.
This morning, I woke up and I was a lion. I was a lion because I knew I was going to get the opportunity to talk to y'all. And when you get to that point, that's what that passion looks like, because you're excited about doing something. You're driven by doing something. But then passion, if it's not tied to a commitment, I didn't have a commitment to those things. I have a commitment to y'all, and I'm excited to be here with y'all. And then if you tie the passion with the commitment, and then if you're not having fun doing what it is that you believe you want to do, I would challenge you, are you even meant to do that thing? And really quickly, I'm really done, but I want everybody to stand up. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Everybody hold up your right hand. Hold it up high. Hold it up high. Hold it up high. And I want you to repeat after me, because as like I said before, we have to make a commitment. So today is the day I want y'all to make a commitment, because when we make a commitment, then we have something that supports us, because other people around us see we made a commitment. They're like, I can trust you. I'm going to back you up. I'm going to support you, right? So everybody repeat after me. Say, I will make a commitment. One more time like you believe it. I will
make a commitment.
Everybody have a seat. Everybody have a seat. And I want to encourage y'all today. Despite whatever commitment you've made before today, you might have committed to something, then you might have said, that's not for me. I want to challenge you today to go back and revisit that commitment, or go make another commitment And I want to see y'all be great. I want to see y'all do whatever it is y'all are passionate about doing. But you got to do your research. You got to apply yourself. And then TEDx Kids, have fun. Thank you.
All right, friends, we hope that presentation gave you a little bit of inspiration. We hope that presentation gave you, more importantly, life application. I want to leave with you the question of, what are you committed to today? And understanding that now it's time for us to take action. We might have stumbled, we might have failed before, but now it's time to recommit ourselves and recommit our lives, because that, friends, is how we are able to be successful. Successful people fall. Successful people stumble. However, successful people make the adjustments needed so that they can propel themselves forward in life. If you enjoyed that presentation, I would encourage you to go to youtube.com/Jonathan Jones Speaks. And I would encourage you to subscribe to my channel. That way you can see more video content and have the opportunity to see the content as soon as it drops. All right, friends, once again, we want to encourage you to take advantage of the free audiobook offer by going to audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. In addition to that, we want to say thank you for the reviews that keep pouring in. You all are showing major love and showing major support. And ultimately, we'll be able to get the message out to the masses by the reviews that you keep leaving and the love that you keep showing. So if this podcast has added value to you, I would encourage you to just leave a helpful review on iTunes. Just go to Speak Your Success Podcast, scroll down to the bottom, and then write your thoughts, write your feedback. And we'd love if you gave a 5-star review so that we can expand the message and continue to pour into other people. All right, friends, now we're getting out of here. We got to close it out like we always do. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?